This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Skies are mostly clear across Israel today. Tel Aviv enjoys warm sunshine, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, conditions are calm, with bright skies. Perfect weather for being outdoors. As night falls, expect a mild evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah rockets and drones targeted Israeli forces in southern Lebanon earlier today, according to JNS. No injuries were reported. Also, a dangerous new phase in the Israel-Iran conflict. The Jerusalem Post reports just minutes ago that strikes on energy infrastructure signal an escalation, with broader risks, also this hour. Maariv reports that Ben-Gvir's cake has sparked a storm. The incident drew comments from anti-Israel figures abroad. Separately, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has caused an outcry. JTAY's earlier report highlights rising tensions with the Christian community. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Hebrew University condemned the attack as part of a troubling pattern of hostility. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, an Israeli commentator, posted half an hour ago that Defense Minister Katz emphasized the need to accelerate military development against Iran. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom English reported a short time ago that Israel plans to purchase two new fighter squadrons in a multi-billion deal. And from i24news_en, they shared earlier that the IDF destroyed weapon caches in southern Lebanon over the weekend. This follows recent Hezbollah attacks. Now for more on those stories, starting with the attacks in southern Lebanon. JNS reports that Hezbollah's latest aerial strikes targeted Israeli ground troops. This follows a series of exchanges that have increased tensions in the border region. The lack of injuries offers some relief, but the situation remains volatile. Turning to the Israel-Iran energy conflict, the Jerusalem Post highlights a shift from military to infrastructure targets. Recent strikes on refineries and gas facilities mark a new chapter in the long-standing conflict. This escalation holds potential risks for the regional energy market. Meanwhile, the controversy over Ben-Gvir's cake, as covered by Maariv, has attracted international attention. The symbolic gesture drew sharp criticism from Iran and anti-Israel activists. Such incidents continue to fuel diplomatic tensions. And regarding the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, Hebrew University condemned the act, as JTA reported, amid growing concerns over hostility towards Christians. This incident underscores the delicate balance of religious coexistence in the city on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that the government has approved the appointment of Israel Malachi as CEO of the Ministry of Finance. Malachi is a trusted associate of Minister Smotrich and will replace Ilan Rom after a training period. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel's investment in laser and net technologies for drone defense. These new systems are still in development as threats evolve. And finally, Globes reports that the Israel Air Force will acquire new combat aircraft. The purchase includes a fourth squadron of F-35 planes from Lockheed Martin and a second squadron of F-15IA planes from Boeing. This move strengthens Israel's air capabilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.